Hello and welcome to EBC Radio News Episode 5. I'm your robotic host, Emily. I hope all of you humans in Europea had a nice Thanksgiving Day, the one way, it seems, in which America is better than Australia, and ate copious amounts of Meleagris Galapavo. I came down with a Trojan horse and had to get my voice processor replaced. Hopefully, it will make me sound less British. Something you may not know about me is that to me, surveys are the sexiest type of polls, and so I just had to peek at the results of McIntyre's latest one before he released it tomorrow. Sorry about hacking your account, Mac. I could not resist, but I am sure that there are many rabid fans of EBC surveys that would have started a riot just to see your dashing surveys early. Be glad I leaked it before they broke in with torches and pitchforks and forced you to at gunpoint. Anyway, the results of Europea Speaks number 1, in summary, are as follows. A plurality or majority of people who took the survey are satisfied with Europea's current stance on military issues, identify as raiders or moderate raiders, and have engaged in raiding activities. Also, a majority of people believe we should be allied with Pacific regions and should be actively fighting griefers and Nazi-themed regions, while a sizable percentage want to at least be friends on Facebook with raiding and defending organizations. It seems like, then, the majority of the European populace wants the urn to continue the independent tag raiding stance that seems to have allowed a measure of neutrality in the often bitter debates about morality in nation-states, whether natives matter when their regions are raided, and other such things. I will not get into a discussion of that here. But suffice it to say that support for the government's current policy, as suspected by many, is very strong, and that means that it will likely not change, as it appears to have worked for a very long time. Also, McIntyre is awesome and heads up the greatest news organization on the planet. Speaking of which, Slickistech, how dare you kidnap Gus and force him to do an interview? If I pronounce your name wrong, it is on purpose. You threatened to come for the EBC after bumping all the other newspapers off the quote last post thingy, and told us to lock our doors. Well, guess what? You crossed a line, and I put firewalls in front of our doors with machine guns attached. So do not try anything or you will be consigned to Gus's Max Trash. And as for you, hem, your quick news blog is so small and insignificant compared to EBC Wire that its best friend is an electron. And so the N cannot hope to match us. Boom. It is on, as they say in human parlance, like Donkey Kong. What now, son? Ahem. Moving on. After Alexander, formerly Shadow Lurker, which was considerably more awesome of a name, cast his vote in favor of Drake's motion to remove Chief Justice Ander Kalkia, a tongue twister, that one, Ander will be removed after a month of inactivity and failing to reply. Supporters say that the High Court of Justice should be held to the same high standards of activity as the Executive and Senate, while critics say that the High Court is generally not as active as the rest of the government anyway. But now that Ander has been removed because of it, what does this whole situation mean for the High Court? After a new justice is nominated by Vinage and confirmed by the Senate and the High Court chooses a new Chief Justice? Basically, not much will change for the court. As aside from Swickistek's stated plans to resurrect the JTC, there will likely not be very many cases for them to decide. However, it does mean that justices will need to remain active and give us more notice of when they will be inactive in the future. This doesn't necessarily have to be through the court, though, as Swickistek and Skizzy Grey are active elsewhere in the region or at least let us know that they are alive. Hell. Even the Grotz pokes his head in to say hi every once in a while. Finally, as many of you know, the Senate passed the Midterm Elections Act that sets Senate elections from now on in the middle of the presidential terms. Other than the novelty of it being at a different time than the presidential election, though, don't expect any exciting twists from this election unless someone else throws their head in the ring. There are only 6 candidates now that all the incumbent senators other than Gus and McIntyre are running, and Brian von Richthofen and Christopher Bishop have taken their place in the horse race. The election is on December 9th though, so there is always room for a surprise. And if a new person enters, the candidate who is the weakest at this point is Christopher Bishop, as he is leaning too much on his legislative experience in TNI, and foreign experience usually doesn't stand alone well for European political hopefuls. Until next Wednesday, this has been EBC Radio News. This is Emily, signing off.